Exacto.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Australia approaches possible options for progressing discussions in this forum with pragmatism and realism. Mr. Chairman, we have been constructive. We have shared our practices on Article 36 reviews and systems of control, and we are grateful to those delegations that have acknowledged our efforts in that regard. Also, Mr. Chairman, we are pleased to note that many states have highlighted that the CCW is the most appropriate forum to discuss the challenges posed by emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems. We've heard over the last 2 days some states who are calling for a ban, others calling for a moratorium, others calling for a political declaration, and even some sort of outcomes document. However, we have not seen any sort of consensus on any of these options. We think the best way to progress our efforts is to continue to deepen and widen our understanding of these technologies. In that regard, Mr. Chairman, we consider that the idea put forward by Portugal of compiling existing international law as it applies to autonomous weapon systems is worthy of consideration. We think that such an initiative could contribute constructively to our conversation by ensuring that we all have a common understanding of existing international humanitarian law, international human rights law, international criminal law, and so on. Mr. Chairman, we understand that a similar approach is underway in relation to existing law that applies to outer space. Mr. Chairman, Australia stands ready to work with other delegations on developing positive options on going forward. Thank you.